the difference between being sick and tired and exhausted and trying to accomplish a task as opposed to being calm and even happy and feeling motivated and inspired to finish a track. What's up, my good vibe DJ tribe? This wonderful, wonderful question brings up such an interesting topic that I don't think a lot of us consider, but it's so freaking important. Question is, what is some universal advice any DJ could use to better run their business? My answer to that would be take care of yourself both emotionally and physically. And here's why. When you take care of yourself both physically and mentally, you are better able to handle stressful situations. You've got the clarity to assess a situation better, respond more professionally, adapt to situations as they come, and actually have the energy it takes to finish a task. A really great example of this is imagine, you know, you've got the cold or a flu and you have to perform and you have to look like you enjoy what you're doing, but you're exhausted and you're stuffed up and your body aches. Or maybe you are feeling amazing. You just came back from the gym and you have a gig coming up. You're energetic and you're ready to go. Somebody that is physically and mentally doing really well is just going to see situations from a calmer point of view. Whereas maybe if you are a traveling DJ and you're in airports and you're not getting a lot of sleep and you're eating a lot of fast food because maybe you don't feel like there's a lot of options for you, you can feel emotionally drained and physically because you're not getting the nutrition you need. And we know that your physical body and how you're feeling will affect how you're feeling mentally as well. Now, to say that being in a good mood and happy and healthy makes you better able to make decisions isn't always true, because I don't think that just because you're in a good mood, that's a good time to make a decision. I think we still need to come from a neutral position so that we can see situations for what they are and not just agree to something because we're in a good mood, which is probably a topic for another day. Just as I would say, just because you are in a bad mood or just because something does annoy you doesn't mean that you can't make a good decision. But when we are feeling good about ourselves and our decisions, then when those emotions come to us, we are better able to make the decisions that work best for our business. And it might not even seem like something that you're thinking about consciously, because a lot of us are out super late. Some of us are working full-time jobs during the week, and then we're doing nightly DJ gigs, and it can be pretty exhausting. But there are other things that come into effect that can make that situation better or worse. So again, nutrition, checking in with yourself emotionally, making sure that you're doing okay so that when, you know, you are getting tired or you are noticing that, hey, I don't have the energy or mental capability to do whatever it is I'm doing, then you can at least check in with yourself, take a step back. Maybe it's spreading those gigs apart. Maybe it's asking for help. Maybe it's hiring somebody to make what you're doing easier. So that would be some universal advice that I would give any DJ producer out there that is trying to run their business and they're trying to do it as best they can. But, you know, maybe consider how you're doing physically, because we can really put that on the back burner sometimes when we're just going and just trying to get the job done. But I want to hear from you guys. What are some situations you've been through where you burned out and you had to maybe take a step back and reevaluate how you're running your business? What are some situations where you made better decisions because you were taking care of yourself? I want to hear all about it in the comments below. Make sure you're not burning out. Make sure you're checking in with yourself, taking care of yourself emotionally, physically, mentally, and getting the nutrition that you need. If you guys have more Ask Kellen questions, make sure you hashtag on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also email me at beats@kelmamusic.com, and I will do my best to answer your questions. Focus.